Diamondbacks front office focus. Presented by Cox Business. Switch to Cox Business and experience a different kind of communications company. Visit coxbusiness.com today.
Every Wednesday, 8:45, we're allowed to go inside the Diamondbacks front office for your front office focus. Assistant General Manager Amiel Sade has just grabbed the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. Amiel, good morning. How's Danielle? How are the kids? Everything good?
Yeah, everyone's good. Yep. Kids are on their way to camp probably right now, so everyone's good. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. No problem. All right, let's get down to it. What do we have to do to get Machado? Okay. I know there's no tampering rules. There's nothing wrong with talking about players that are already signed on other teams. So what do they want? What do the Orioles want? Come on, Amiel.
Man, I don't know. That's a good question. Your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, I don't think so on that one. I'll consider you an insider. But is it time, on a June 20th, when trades happen, are we talking about them now to get a trade deadline deal done? Is now when those types of deals start to begin, irrelevant of who we're talking about?
I mean, I think it's hard to say when those deals happen. I mean, every year is different, and it depends on the standings and who's in play and who's not. Look, I mean, I think it's, you know, in Manny Machado's case, it's up to the Baltimore Orioles. And, you know, anyone else's case, their team decides on when they feel like they're ready to pull the trigger. And, and for us, we're just going to do our due diligence on everybody out there. And look, at the end of the day, we have a really good team, a team that's been able to hold first place down. And we've battled some injuries, and, you know, we'll continue to chug ahead, and we'll see what the next 6 weeks leading up to the trade deadline leads up to.
So, Amiel, do you anticipate a huge sit around the big rectangle meeting in regard to the rotation? Who's going into the rotation? Who's coming out of the rotation? And will you be involved in that conversation?
I think given the fact that everybody's on the road and, you know, people are in different places, it's definitely not going to be around a big rectangular table. But yeah, I mean, we've had discussions for the last couple of weeks, and those discussions will be ongoing. And I think yes, I will be a part of those discussions, and as will a number of other people, and a number of people that are way smarter than I am in this situation. So, look, at the end of the day, we're going to do what's best for the players and for the team, and those decisions obviously are looming, but haven't been made yet.
Does Robbie Ray have to do anything to earn his spot in the rotation? Is it boom, pitch counts up, he's in, and there's no discussion? Robbie Ray is in as soon as he's ready.
Yeah, Robbie's been a horse for us. I mean, I think we saw last year what happened with Robbie when, you know, unfortunately after he got hit in the head, he had about a month down, and then came down at the end of the, you know, the second half, or even that last month, it was one of our best pitchers, and if not our best pitcher, and you know, he was fresh, and Robbie's, you know, in some crazy way, Robbie being down for 6 weeks is probably going to benefit him in the long run, especially in the rotation, because his arm will be pretty fresh. So, you know, it's not always the worst thing in the world for pitchers to get blows that are not arm related. And I believe, and you know, hopefully when Robbie comes back, it'll be, you know, we'll see a kind of beefed up version of Robbie Ray.
Now, same question, different name. Amiel Sade, Assistant General Manager of the Diamondbacks, joining Doug and Wolf. You guys did not trade for Shelby Miller, but in the first year you had him, he had a, you know, probably maybe above average is a way to phrase it, above average April, not terrible. And then that's when his UCL went bad. Is he the same way? As soon as he's ready, he's in the starting rotation, or do you want to see a little more before you drop him right in?
Yeah, he was, I agree with you. Last year in April, he was really good for us. Obviously, it was disappointing to see what happened, but Shelby's worked his butt off to get his way back to where he is today, and all kudos go to him. I mean, the guy was out there in the off season, and obviously he's been on his rehab schedule. He's really close, and I think those discussions are still ongoing. And you know, at some point, pretty soon, we'll find out where and when Shelby comes back. But we have, nothing's been set in stone yet.
What is the best defensive metric to use to actually evaluate a baseball team? What is it you use, Amiel?
That's hard to say. I mean, every year it's ever changing. I mean, honestly, like we have analytical metrics that we use internally, that are, you know, that you may look at, and there's some component of defensive runs saved. And then there's also, I think you know, you have to use your eyes too. I mean, I've kind of grew up in the, you know, with a bunch of scouts, and so I think there are metrics that can help validate what you see, but then a lot of times what you see is almost way more important than what the metrics say. So there isn't one slam dunk metric. We as a club have played very well defensively, and there are some players, I think, you know, your general fan can tell you, have been outstanding, and and the metrics may or may not say that, but I know, you know, you and I can sit here and say, man, that guy's been really good, and so I don't know that there's necessarily one that we lean on.
Would you say that this team right now is an elite team defensively?
I think when we're at full strength, for sure, we have the ability to be elite. It's been hard because you also have guys that, you know, that are out there and not necessarily, I'll say this. I think, like, we have the ability to be an elite team, at every position. But we also have the ability to get a little bit better too. So, but I mean, if you look across the diamond every night, you're putting guys out there, and, you know, I'll touch really quickly on CO because I think CO has a chance to be an above average defender if he's not already in a position in center in the outfield that he never came up playing. And that's pretty impressive. And, so those are things that I always look at. The metrics may not say that he becomes he's an above average outfielder. I don't know if they do or they don't, but given where he is in his development path, it's pretty impressive.
We're talking to Amiel Sade, assistant general manager of the Arizona Diamondback. Speaking of defense, there was a play last night that really bothered me that allowed in an extra run. Technically, Dyson gets the error, but we all know that's a flaw in scoring for Major League Baseball. You one hop a throw into a base, you shouldn't, unless it's a terrible short hop, that shouldn't be your error, but we all know it is. But Ketel Marte, by the naked eye, by just a viewer for me, kind of olayed it a little bit, little flash, little daring, and then boom, misplayed it, and now another run scored. I love Ketel Marte. He helped save this team last year. But at the same time, is there sometimes a little too much flair in Ketel Marte, or do you consider that just a tough play and you don't expect him to make that?
No, I think there's a little bit of both. I don't think there's too much flair. I think that's how he plays the game, and that's great. I think in those situations, obviously, you know, you want the guy to make the play, and whether it's taking a step back and reading the hop a little bit better or just getting in front of it, or, you know, not, like you said, I mean, olaying it, so to speak. But I think, I think that's what young players do a lot of times. They live and learn, and sometimes they learn and it costs the team a run. And I think, you know, you go in, those are great teaching moments for Torrey and his staff, where he comes in and they say, hey, you know, we got to make sure we get in front of that. Look at what just happened. Now a run just scored because we didn't get in front of that ball, or because you didn't take a step back. And I think those eventually, you know, I mean, errors never go away, but kind of in some way lazy errors, they do work themselves out as players get older and they get more experience.
I mean, how valuable right now is Clay Buchholz to this rotation?
He's been, obviously I have history with Buck, and it's amazing to see. He's kind of transformed himself into a different type of pitcher than I remember. Just because now he's going at it, he's not trying to blow fastballs by guys, but trusting all his stuff. He's been great. I mean, obviously we all see this. I mean, he goes out and he's given us quality starts every time out. And at the end of the day, you know, this is a guy who signed as a minor league free agent with another team and then took it out and came here, and we didn't know what to expect. And I think he's taken the reins and run with them. And I think he's been huge. I mean, he's been a great addition to our team and to our clubhouse, and great for our young guys too.
Mm-hmm.
Helping out with a lot of things that I think veteran guys do are able to do. So.
Thanks for the talk on me. I'll text me next time you talk to the Orioles, okay?
Yeah. All right.